93.7, the River Classic Rock, redefined. There goes Foo Fighters. Doug and Joe show. We'll give you that Disney code word here in a second. Four passes, 2 days. Joe just found this. This is absolutely awful. Danny Masterson, who is now on the show The Ranch, that premieres on the 15th of December, that I love. I watched the show. I've watched, I don't know how many times I've seen it. I've seen every episode probably four times. I was getting ready to rewatch it again because the debut of this new season was coming out in 10 days. Danny Masterson plays a guy by the name of Rooster. Okay, Rooster Bennett. He is the one that played Hyde. Okay, right. Stephen Hyde on that 70s show. That's who Danny Masterson is, if you don't know him by name. He's been kicked off production. He's done with the show because of four different allegations of brutal rape, according to the L.A. County Sheriff and Police Department.
Brutal was put in front of it. That is horrific news to find out right there.
Yeah, he is no longer on the show. Netflix and the show that, you know, it's got Ashton Kutcher, it's got Deborah Winger, it's got Sam Elliott, phenomenal show. The Bennetts could not wait for this thing to come back. Left it with a cliffhanger last season, and now he's been outed. I mean, rightfully so. He's done, and what they're going to do is ride him out of the show, and they're going to figure out some way for him to either get hurt or leave or do whatever. And it just kind of sucks because the perfect opportunity to get him off the show would have been when he wouldn't work for the other company, for Newman's Hill or whatever it was. They rode him back into the dad's ranch, and they kind of mended fences toward the end of last season when they had the clear exit.
Oh.
Last season, had they known all this stuff was going on. But, yeah, they said that four girls, they've got good cases, and it's rape.
There was a woman that approached a Netflix executive. This is also in this article that I found. So the Netflix executive was a coach of a soccer baseball team that the kids were playing on. Okay, this woman was the wife of a man who was the coach for the other team. Other kids' soccer baseball team. So she approaches this Netflix executive, and she says to him during the soccer baseball game that their kids are playing, why haven't you guys done anything about Danny Masterson, knowing what everything that's going on? This is what this article says.
Okay.
So this guy looks back at her and says, well, we've taken it into consideration. We don't really believe the women that said this about him.
And let me guess.
Yes. She goes, I'm one of them.
Wow.
To which the conversation, it said then the conversation quickly ended.
Yep.
And they both went their separate ways, and now here you go.
Danny Masterson off the ranch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Straight to her face, he told her. He said, well, we don't really believe him. She was one of them.
So, Dana, let me ask you this. KCRA, they put this up. It's an interesting question. Is it okay for men to hug women in the workplace? KCRA put this up, and they're talking to all these different people, because now all these different big companies, because this has hit all these politicians and all these celebrities. Yeah. And what do you do now? This guy that runs this seminar and teaches sexual harassment at the workplace, 35 years with the company, he's going to retire at the end of the month. He's done. But he says that what it's going to do is it's going to change the way people get along and the way that people act at work. And he says even though that it's good for the women, it's going to disrupt business in a lot of different companies that have had a cool culture where there's no groping or raping going on, but people are just friendly. You know, hey, good morning, shoulder pats, back pats, you know, even, I don't know, even ass slaps, maybe, if I guess the girl's okay with it. I mean, see, that's the thing. It's a person-by-person case. Is it or is it not? Can men no longer hug women anymore, Dana, at work?
I think you're right. It is a person-to-person thing, but if you're looking for, you know, like the one answer to kind of rule them all, no, just stop hugging people unless you explicitly have a conversation with them saying, yes, I'm okay with you hugging me, because otherwise it could be perceived as this, and it's not, that's not, you know, the intention or whatever you want to call it.
766-9370. I want other women out there. I mean, like, if you work, because everyone works somewhere, you give a hug, hey, sure. Yeah. A handshake.
I think for me, it's best to err on the side of caution. You don't know how certain women are going to take that.
And that's smart, but Dana is younger, and Dana's always been more conservative. You know, Joe, we work in radio. Radio's kind of raucous, and there's, you know, women and guys.
Conservative.
It is. And we hug women here, and, you know, the creepy thing is,
yes, but it's
Joe hugs.
It's reciprocal. It's not like you're doing creepy, squeezing them up again. You do like a friend hug.
Yes.
There's a clear and present difference.
Is there a difference, Dana? Because the way you say there is no difference, that you should just err on the side of caution and not do it at all.
I think you should err on the side of caution. I think if you have an established relationship
there
where you already hug, and like that's what I was saying earlier is, it depends on the person. But for me, if you're worried about being perceived as some sort of sexual predator simply because you're hugging people, maybe you should, you know, like if you think your hugs could be perceived wrong, that's something you have to take into account.
They don't think that they're doing anything wrong. You read some of these cases, they're like, well, I just hugged her and then I just, you know, threw her in the corner, like Danny Masterson's case. I just, you know, raped her and then raped her friend or whatever. Should it be on an application?
I would hope, and I don't know Danny Masterson, but I would hope he knows that raping is wrong.
Well,
he
did it 4 times, and we don't know. I wasn't there. We don't know anything
just
about
just the allegations.
Yeah, just the allegations. But should it show up on an application now? Well, if you're a man,
if you're
or a woman,
hugger,
should it ask? Yeah, do you want hugs from coworkers?
I mean, it's a simple yes or no question. I don't see why not.
I mean, is that going too far down?
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know how they're going to disseminate that information either.
Well, okay, then they put all the names
honestly,
on a board.
But honestly, like, if you, like, Joe and I, we've had an established relationship for a long time. We've worked together for a long time. He hugs me, I hug him back.
Joe hugs everyone.
I know, that's an established relationship. But the point I'm trying to make with it is, say, I was a brand new producer on the show and Joe and I didn't have that connection. Then it would need to be a conversation where Joe has to say, you know.
See, but Joe would hug that new producer.
Is it cool if I hug you, right?
Yeah,
because
you get and what you just said, Joe would hug the new producer, but you get an immediate vibe. And my hug for meeting a new person is handshake in the middle, separating our bodies. Tap on the back for women and men and everything. I am not a groper or would ever feel weird
but
or uncomfortable.
I think it's kind of an awkward conversation, but I think that that's where things are going. And I think you need to have permission in order to touch other people.
I agree with that completely. I don't know. It's just it's so weird because that's what it's asking. Are men allowed to hug women at the workplace anymore? I find it baffling that with all this.
Yeah.
This is where it's ended up because I don't think anyone's ever thought about it.
Well, and I think you really have to read social situations appropriately because when we go down to Front Street, the director of Doggies there, Bobby, he's a hugger.
Yeah.
And like I'll go to shake his hand and he's like, "No, give me a hug." And I'm like, "Okay." But like it's not me feeling like I'm forced into a hug. I'm a hugger too.
Right.
I just default go to a handshake because to me that's the proper thing to do in a business situation.
The River. Good morning. Who's this?
Rather not say, because I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I've been on the receiving end of sexual harassment, and I've actually had to, you know, reach out to management and alert them of the situation.
You don't have to give us your name, then that's fine.
But at the same time, you know, I've been on the opposite side where I was accused of sexual harassment. And, you know, it's kind of a fine line, and it really depends on the person. And that's the hard part, is that you don't know what that other person's reaction is going to be. You know, if you give them a hug.
Oh,
or
hold on,
like
pause
that.
Here. So you don't have to say place of business. What type of work did you do? Was it at the same place? Because you said that you accused someone, and then you said you were accused. I mean, what kind of Wolf of Wall Street place was this?
Was it the same person? Did you get accused? And
No, it was not the same person.
I was going to say, okay.
Was it the same job?
It was the same job, and it was in the span of like a year and a half.
There was just nothing but horse grab assery going on. I mean, this was a lot of, you accused someone and then they accused you, so there was a lot of hugging or pinching or slapping going on.
Well, it was two different people. I accused a gentleman, you know, it was extremely awkward. He literally like hugged me and then kissed me on the head.
And
it was
a
weird circumstance. He like reeked of alcohol, and it like, I'm not saying that justifies the situation whatsoever, but, you know, it was definitely a different circumstance than a comment that shouldn't have been made in front of somebody that was made and overheard.
What was it that you did for work? Don't give us the name, but what was it that you did? What type of work?
I worked for a used car company.
Wow. So you could say, okay. But at the same time, salesmen are overly friendly.
Sure.
So if you're working in a sales force, I could see how hugging different people in a sales type job.
Well, and this is a generalization, but salespeople tend to be kind of flirty.
And boozers.
Yes. And that's totally...
Speaking just from our experience.
Just a generalization. Right. Yeah. But I think, you know, like that kind of goes hand in hand with that particular type of profession.
So are we just going to start seeing signs in the hallway or having new codes of conduct come out or these training seminars or these modules we do? Is it going to be absolutely zero tolerance for hugging or touching? Or is that all going to be gone like by the end of next year or a year or two or by the end of this year? Will there be companies that have boards in the hallway that say no hugging?
I would agree with that too.
And like I said, that's why I think talking to the person about it and what they're comfortable with is the best option. And I know it's a weird conversation to have.
Yeah.
But if you are a friendly person like that, I think it needs to be said.
So, Joe, if you saw a sign here in our office that said no hugging, would that stop you from hugging a coworker?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, unless it was like my friend. You know, we have salespeople here that we've worked with before.
Hold on. In the office, all over, there's a corporate blanketed policy. No hugging.
I guess I would have to not hug then.
Okay, so that means you couldn't hug Dana anymore.
Yeah.
Not in the hallway. So if I got a hat, like if I wore a hat.
No,
and on my
that's
hat,
not a sign.
And it said, yes,
no,
it is.
No, it's not a sign.
And it's got a big plaque on it. It says, no hugs from Joe. Would you honor that.
No. If we're out drinking somewhere and you're going to leave and drive home, you're getting a hug.
No.
Yes,
yuck!
You are.
Yuck!
You're getting a hug.
That's why I want to stop.
Hey, in that situation, you're not at work, so he can totally hug you.
I'm hugging you.
No, then I'm never leaving work ever again. I'm going to stay here. We got to give you Disney tickets. 4 packs, 2 days, 51881. Give them the code word, Joe.
Code word for the hour is CASTLE. CASTLE to 51881. The code word is CASTLE. CASTLE to 51881. Good luck.